When you're talking to Siri, is Siri talking to the CIA? And when you're finished watching your smart TV, is that TV watching you? Those questions are being raised by WikiLeaks, which alleges that the CIA is tapping into everyday technology to snoop into our private lives. Jim Hendler, the director of the Institute for Data Exploration and Applications at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, says those high-tech gadgets are equipped with two-way technology that can reduce our privacy.
All of those things are already reporting back to their manufacturers and things. So if you have a smart television, it's listening to what you say because you might say, show me this TV show. So what was alleged is that the CIA had figured out how to break into those devices, but what's not clear is whether they were saying it could only intercept what was coming back or somehow it would get other information as well.
What happens now? You said it's going back to the manufacturers. Will they be taking steps to stop this?
Yes. So already in some of the responses, and of course this is a very complicated issue. First of all, there's a question of whether it's real or not. I'd say at this point the cybersecurity community is pretty convinced that these are realistic, that this is not fake data. Then the question becomes, is this something exceptional? Were they actually breaking into things or were they just somehow taking advantage? I think that one we're still trying to figure out, although it was clear there were some exploits in there, as we call them, some ways of breaking into things. And then, of course, there's the question of, were they obtaining things from everybody or only from ones that would be authorized for them to obtain? So the new piece of information is that they seem to be able to get into these devices that people thought were secure and encrypted.
What about GPS systems? What about some of the other electronics we've gone so used to that we interact with, if you want to call it that, interact with these machines to give us some information?
So we've essentially, as we become a smartphone culture, a GPS culture, a Siri culture, have agreed to give much of our information away with the assumption that the only people who are getting that information was who it was intended for. So when I talk to Siri, it doesn't bother me to think that Apple is hearing that, right? But I would be upset if I heard that Apple was sharing that with a lot of people unless they told me. So now I think what has people upset is we don't know what the CIA, A, is able to hear, B, has been hearing, what they've chosen to hear, and whether any of that went beyond what was legal for them to do. So far, there hasn't been an allegation that they've picked up information that they shouldn't be picking up, but rather that they had the ability to get to devices that people did not think they could get to.
So the old-fashioned tapping phones that we used to see on Mission Impossible, bugging a room in the light fixtures, that seems to be just a 20th century. Spying has certainly moved up in the world.
Yes. And the question of just how they're getting into the devices, several of the device manufacturers have said, you know, we think this might be old data because we've already patched the things that are being reported in these WikiLeaks. Apple has said, for example, that this was clearly, that they don't think this is up to date because they're seeing things in here that said they were breaking into things that Apple has already fixed.
And I think we learned years ago that any phone call to anyone, anywhere in the U.S. or even overseas can be listened into. But this goes much further, doesn't it?
Well, it goes further in two ways. So one, of course, is the ability of the intelligence agencies to tap my phone has always been there. The legality is that they have to get a court order, whether it's the FBI to do it domestically, whether it's the CIA to do it internationally, some court has to say it's okay. So the question becomes, to break into my cell phone, there are two problems. One is you have to get that authorization. Two is you have to figure out how to do it. People have assumed that that was a more secure communication platform, so that even if there was a court order, maybe they couldn't get the data. And so now what this raises is a lot of questions about who can collect what data and when. And then, of course, the question becomes, have they been abusing that privilege?
Jim Hendler is the director of the Institute for Data Exploration and Applications at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy.